GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. It's funny how those things sometimes work out, George. The two lead stories in our newscasts today both have to do with road rage incidents. And I saw that you posted on social media about the incident that occurred in the Walmart parking lot in Auburn over the weekend.
Yeah, well, I didn't post. I answered a post, actually, and I think Jim Shear may have posted it, but
yeah,
and I said, I wish I was surprised, but I'm not. When you stop and realize that about, I guess, I've seen estimates of up to 80% of American drivers have been involved in some kind of road rage incident, and certainly, according to AAA, up to 56% of fatal crashes involve aggressive driving. So, no, I'm not surprised.
And we're talking about it now, just as a listener has sent a note to us. Seriously, not one mention of the shooting in Auburn this weekend in your news clip. Seriously, I'm going to reply to them that we actually have two newscasts that run, and one leads with the story out of Auburn, in which police say someone drove into the parking lot of Auburn's Walmart on Saturday night and shot Gene Fournier, age 41, of Turner. The ambulance then rushing Fournier to Central Maine Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. Detectives questioning the alleged shooter and witnesses, and the discussion being that an incident of road rage led the two people. I don't know if the other shooter is a male or a female, so I'll be careful to say. I know what witnesses have told police, but nothing's official until it's on the record. They took the car to the crime lab. They took Fournier's body to the Maine medical examiner's office for an autopsy. And as of this morning at 4 a.m., no charges yet.
Well, yeah, that's just temporarily. They're calling this road rage. I guess it is. It occurred in a parking lot. From what?
Well, it happened before, and then there's one guy followed the other to the parking lot, right?
But they're calling it possible road rage. They end up in the parking lot. They end up in a fist fight, but somebody's wife apparently was called a name, and Mr. Forney is walking away. And here's where it's going to get very ugly when it gets to court, and is probably going there in a hurry. He's walking away from the person who shoots him with his back to that person. In other words, he shot in the back.
I wonder if it is that black and white, because if it were, you would think that there would have been handcuffs would have come out and there would have been charges filed by now.
Yeah,
strange.
I'm confused over the story. And then the person who did the shooting is claiming self-defense. This is going to be a tough one.
The other case of road rage in our newscast this evening dates back to, gosh, it was 2014. You may remember the name of Timothy Davison. There's no D. There's no second D in this name. It's Davison, not Davidson. Timothy Davison, then 28 years old from Poland, Maine. He's driving from Florida back to Maine. He's gone through Maryland. He's on Interstate 81 eventually in Pennsylvania. But he's calling police to say that someone is chasing him in a truck, trying to drive him off the road, and firing at him. And they called it a case of road rage. Eventually, even as Davison is on the phone with authorities, they hear the gunshots. They hear him go off the road. They find him dead in a median. And now the trial of John Strasser, age 41, of West Virginia, begins today. Two cases of road rage in our news. It prompts our WVOMFM.com question of the day. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident? Now, friends of ours on social media, on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, they, just like that person, they send a note to us. They get to see the question of the day before others. And so we always invite you to go online, look at the question of the day, launched early, and then you can chime in on it. And considering how many people are actually on the road driving, I guess it's understandable that that's why we have so many people saying yes. Yes, they have seen road rage or they've been involved in road rage. What's your story? 1-800-966-1039, our telephone number.
Perhaps you should be doing a story on rage, period. Road rage is a term that they developed out in California in the late 80s when their crowded freeways, they were having this incident. Somebody in the news business called it road rage, and the name is stuck. I was just reading this weekend about restaurant rage, which is also going on. There's all kind of rage.
Remember this discussion when we talk about gun violence, okay? Yeah. When someone says gun violence, well, shouldn't we just call it violence? Road rage, should we just call it rage?
A woman down in Georgia goes mad because her fast food French fries were cold. She came back into the restaurant, attacked the manager, and eventually shot a weapon, didn't hit anybody. But so there's all kind of rage out there.
Rena writes to us, yes, when I lived out in Minnesota, the car in front of us, for no apparent reason, stopped, and a woman ran up to the truck that was stopped in front of her, screaming at the guy, threatening to stab him. I think she was in a hurry. Ricky writes to us, no, but I could get it pretty fast following the people from away. Thomas writes to us, I see it often. Scott says, yes. Glenn says, yes, some people are just idiots when they drive. When passing someone on the interstate, doesn't mean you drive right on one's bumper. Now, there was another email to us. Yeah, Bennett wrote to us, tailgating. Tailgating is the new method of driving. We'll check the MTG text line here in just a moment or two. 1-800-966-1039. Our question to you is, have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident? This person writes to us, Davison, the case we mentioned from Maryland to Pennsylvania, and now the trial of the man from West Virginia, trial of the case. That this person writes to us, Davison was a friend of my wife's. I was surprised to see how little attention the story got. Well, it was back there a ways. It was in January of 2014 when we started. Well, that's when we heard about it. And it took a long time for them to find the person responsible. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident?
Yeah, sure. I used to drive a wrecker in the 60s. But, yeah, I had one about 30 years ago. I was turning into my driveway, and a guy with a tractor trailer nearly ran me over, passing me. And stupidly, I gave him the finger, and he got out and was ready to bust my skull open. And I said, you cut me off. And he said, you didn't give a signal. I looked, and my back signal was out, so I apologized. But you got to watch what you do in public. But yesterday, on the way home from Calais, there was some lunatic ahead of me, passing cars and zimming in and out of traffic. And he was nearly hitting people coming the other way. And two other guys were chasing him. They were having a road race down Route 1 towards out of Calais towards Perry. And it was insane. You know, people are crazy on the road today.
Which is why you've got to be more careful than ever on the road today. One person crosses the center line because they're staring at their phone.
Yeah, right? Well, that texting has caused a lot of this. But he makes a great point about tailgating, at least to me. I've noticed this year, in recent years, but particularly this summer, tailgating seems to be in vogue for some reason. I don't know how you stop it. It happened to be over the weekend. I just simply slowed down and pissed them off, I guess. But what do you do when somebody is right on your bumper and you know any slight mistake, somebody jumps out in front of you, you're going to have an accident?
Now, here's one way not to handle the situation. As confessed by a listener sending us a text message into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478, I tried to get away from the person that had road rage and ended up getting a criminal speeding ticket. 1-800-966-1039. Two cases, according to authorities, of road rage in our newscasts today. One dating back to a killing in January of 2014. The other, a shooting in the parking lot of Walmart in Auburn over the weekend. Caller, hello, GHRT asks, have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident? Caller, one more chance for you to join us on the PDQ or telephone line. We might have missed you. This person writes to us, it's not tailgating, it's drafting.
Yeah, I think that's... I was, it's funny you said that because that was going through my mind. I wonder if some of these people are watching too much NASCAR.
This person writes to us in the MTG text line, and you can too, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. I see road rage all the time. My commute is 5 hours round trip.
Ugh. Oh, boy.
I've come close to suffering road rage myself dealing with the idiots that traverse our roads.
I don't know when something escalates, how bad it has to be called road rage. If somebody honks at somebody, is that road rage? Well,
if I could find the survey, I saw it once, that motorists are scared to toot their horn for fear that they're going to cause the other driver to get so upset it'll result in road rage.
Yeah, I can see how it happens. It depends on where you are, too. I drive at least in part of the year in congestion down in Florida, and all you have to do is read the newspapers, and you find out that a lot of it's going on.
Caller, hi, GHRT asks, have you ever witnessed or been involved in a road rage incident?
Yes, I have. Coming back home from Bangor to Ellsworth, right there at Lucerne Hill, going up the double passing lane. I went to pass, and the guy was not kind of let me go by him. He held his foot on the gas. We got up over 100 miles an hour. I finally got by him. Next thing you know, he's flipping me off, wanting me to pull over and fight with him. I just kept ignoring him and driving the speed limit. Thank you.
Which is what you can do. Thanks for having a calm head. I don't know if it was you when you replied to Jim Sears' post or the other person that said, if only you could take a deep breath and walk away.
Yeah.
And the problem is pride. Some of us are so full of pride, we're not about to step down like we should or step away.
It doesn't have to happen. The caller that talked about going 100 miles an hour and the guy wouldn't let him pass, some people I've seen on the highway, not often, take it as an affront when you pass them. I don't quite understand that. If you're out in the interstate and you're doing whatever you're allowed to do, 65, 70, whatever, wherever you happen to be, and somebody passes you, I have seen it, you've seen it, then you press down on the accelerator. You're not going to pass me. It gets almost like a ball game, maybe, a football game. I'm not going to let you cross the line. It's crazy.
This person writes to us, how do you handle tailgating? Number one, move over. Or number two, go faster. Slowing down is just making a bad situation worse. Every day at the head of Mount Desert Island. Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
When you're there trying to get off the island and hit that bridge. This person writes to us, I leave for work at about 4:30 in the morning. The only person on the road. Until that one moron who is late for something runs right up against my bumper and stays there and will not pass and will not back off.
You see it all the time.
This person writes, in Hawaii, it's illegal to use your horn, but it's required for inspection, which seems strange for those people that are ready to lay on the horn. And again, so many people are sending us notes in our Facebook page, The George Hale Rick Tyler Show, asking, have you ever witnessed or been involved in a case of road rage? Among them, this person writes, it's just part of the subculture created. No accountability, no fault, always a victim. I suppose some people might feel that way.
Well, it's something other. I've read a little bit about this, don't know much about it from a psychological standpoint, but frequently it's caused by something else other than the incident on the road.
Oh, the transference of aggression from your day.
Yeah, you had a bad day. Something went wrong. Somebody said something. Your boss yelled at you. Whatever. You're steaming. And then this guy comes up and tries to pass you, and you say, most road rages occur that way.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.